Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Excuse me. And you're listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and soul. Well, we're starting a new month. This is August 2016, and it is Tuesday. And every Tuesday, we present to you Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams. And today we want to talk about, for the rest of my life, you could depend on me. So I pray that you will share this broadcast with family and friends that have an opportunity to listen to the recorded segment, as well as I appreciate all of you that have called in today to listen to the live broadcast. Well, let's find out what we're going to talk about on today, amen, because of family, amen. Being so fragile in our relationships because the majority of us are not willing to make a lifetime commitment. Love has become temporal rather than permanent. And many couples no longer recite for better or worse or until death do us part in their marriage vows anymore. Parents get frustrated, lose hope, and give up on their children once they become accountable for their actions and deeds, and often disown and remove themselves from further communication because of something that was done to offend or embarrass their family. Thankfully, God's love is unconditional, and so should ours be. I want to say to encourage, first of all, let's talk about, amen, praise God, marriage and commitment. Marriage is not a 50-50 relationship. There's going to be times when each one of the spouses will be required to give more than their share, amen, going above and beyond, especially during those times where, amen, praise God, something has happened in the course of the marriage to cause the husband or the wife to lose faith and trust in the other individual. That has to be restored in time. It's not going to happen overnight. It has to be restored in time. In many marriages, it could be abuse, verbal abuse, amen, as well as physical abuse. But there's also, amen, a lot of marriages that are going through financial hardships, amen. Husbands lose their jobs. They feel they're no longer able to take care of their families or provide for their families. So their male ego a lot of times is on the borderline. And rather than the wife being understanding and compassionate, she's looking at those bills that got to be paid, children needing things for school. And so tempers flare, and many times things are said out of anger, amen, rather than using good common sense. And so what happens a lot of times is when hardships come, they try our relationship. They test our relationship to see whether or not, amen, they are really based on true love and commitment. And with every marriage, you're going to have some rocky roads as well, amen, praise God, as some valleys. You're going to have, amen, those periods in your lifetime where, amen, things going to come against you as a couple and things going to come against you individually. But you need to put your faith and trust not only in God, but in each other. You need to remind yourself that this is the person that you love, that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with, amen, that you made a verbal commitment to that individual, amen. You may not have said till death do us part, but you still told that person that you loved them and that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with them. And as soon as many times we go through something that challenges our faith and challenges, you know, our hope and our trust in one another, a lot of times it doesn't always have to be infidelity. Many times it's just, amen, it could even be something as a sickness or a disease. I've been watching some movies where elderly couples are standing by one another who are struck down with Alzheimer's. I watched, amen, a documentary on the young lady that used to play Thelma in Good Times and how she stood by her mother, cared for her mother, amen, praise God, when she had Alzheimer's and then started a foundation to help other people cope and understand how to help and assist family members that have this debilitating disease. It destroys the mind. Dementia is another one. Amen. There's going to be things that come against us as individuals, and then you're going to really see who your friends are. You're going to really see who your friends are. Amen. Because we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. Amen. And it's during those times that we need to remind ourselves, amen, praise God, of the love that we supposed to have one for another, that love don't stop, amen, once mom gets to be of an age that she can no longer take care of herself or do the things that she used to do. You know, I heard somebody say it, amen, and I was a witness to this when my parents were senior citizens, that you remind yourself of all the diapers that they cleaned, amen, the things that they went through, hallelujah, the sacrifices they made on your behalf, okay? And then you willingly, you look beyond, amen, what they're going through and remember that these are the people that you love. And yes, amen, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But the one thing I think the saints keep forgetting is that we have the Lord God on our side, and he will help us. And when you do what's right, amen, praise God, God will bless you. So many times, amen, praise God, in any relationship, even in our friendship, you know, friends, amen, are supposed to be stick closer than a sister or a brother. But a lot of times, amen, praise God, we allow other people to come between our friendships. Now, I don't believe any friend should interfere between a husband and a wife, because the Bible says, amen, and the word of God tell us, whom God has put together, let no man separate. Amen. So this is, you shouldn't allow anybody to come between you and your spouse, including a friend that you may have had prior to the marriage or a friend that you gained during the marriage. Because if they really a friend, amen, they're not going to want to interfere with your relationship with your husband. Amen. The Bible said a husband and wife become one. So, amen, a true friend is not going to want to cause you any duress or stress by, you know, making demands on your relationship that's going to interfere with your marriage. I hope you listen to me really, really good, because, you know, a lot of times people get married, women get married, and they don't want to turn or lose those single girlfriends. And I'm not saying you have to, you know, let them go or can no longer be friends with them, but you have to realize they have a liberty to do what you can't do anymore. If they want to stay out all night, they ain't got nobody to be accountable to. Amen, praise God. If they want to go someplace that's questionable, they don't have a husband to answer to. Amen, praise God. If they don't feel like going home, washing, cooking, or doing any household chores, they live by themselves. They can do what they want to do. But when you get married, you make a commitment to that individual. Amen, praise God. And, you know, you don't stop simply because, oh, my girls are hanging out. I think in all relationships, everybody needs some time for themselves. Amen. You know, I've encouraged my daughter. I had a girls' night out when I was married. Amen. Praise God. Just like a night away from the kids, a night away from my husband, and a time where I could just be myself with my homies. Okay. Amen. Praise God. And I enjoyed that. I needed that. I needed time away from the, you know, from all the hustle and the bustle and the mommy this and the honey get me that. Amen. Praise God. And it wasn't that I didn't love my family. I just needed some me time. And then with women, we need to be around people that understand us as women. You know, I used to tell my husband, I love you, but I need my mother. I need another woman. I don't want to talk to you about menopause. I don't want to talk to you about, amen, praise God, personal things that I'm going through, emotional trauma, because I don't believe you're going to understand it anyway. I need to talk to another woman. Well, guess what the Bible said? Let the older women teach the younger women. I haven't read where it told the men to teach them. It said let the older women, because we as older women, we already understand those hardships because we've been through them. I also realize that men need men. Amen. There's some things they're going through. They don't want to talk to you about it, and you shouldn't pressure them to talk to you about it. Amen. That's the time when they need a father, a grandfather, an uncle, some man that they can respect, amen, and really just, you know, open up themselves to and talk man to man. And hopefully this man will give them some good sound counsel instead of telling them to go and do something foolish. You know, for the rest of my life, you can depend on me. Friendship should just not last a month. Friendship should last a lifetime. I've been blessed to have some lifetime friends. Amen. Praise God. We were friends up until the day they died. We may not have always agreed. We may not have always seen things eye to eye, but I consider those individuals my friends. Amen. Praise God. And I am grateful to have known them. I'm grateful for them to have been a part of my life. I can still remember some of my friends coming to my aid, amen, when I was going through in my marriage, amen, how they encouraged me, how they inspired me, amen, praise God, even they understood me. I remember, amen, a particular friend that really helped me when I was fighting with depression, amen, praise God, and she refused to allow me to sink down into the pit, amen, of despair. See, friends like those, amen, praise God, are rare, because most of the friends that we have today, they're only friends when they can get something from you. They're only friends, amen, praise God, when it's beneficial to them. And as soon as you start going through some rough patches in your relationship, oh, amen, praise God, their friends are gone. They're with you when you got money, and they're gone when you lose your job. They're with you, amen, praise God, when you can go out and have a good time and pay their way, and they're gone when you broke, amen, praise God, or you don't want to share. Let me tell you something, amen, praise God. We need to have people in our life that we know that we can depend on them. And let me say this, we, amen, not only can depend on them, but likewise, they can depend on us. Amen. When you call me, as the song says, I'll be there. Amen. Praise God. We need to know that we have people in our lives that will not forsake us. Amen. When things get hard. Amen. Every person, whether you're a male or a female, wants to be in a relationship with somebody that won't desert them. Amen, praise God. Somebody that will not reject them. Amen. When they start getting old and the hair start falling out and, oh, my goodness, and they start suffering in their bodies. And, amen, praise God, and arthritis or rheumatism may be setting in, or they lose their teeth. Or I'm telling the truth. Amen, praise God. Or even, amen, other hardships may come upon them, amen, where, amen, they're no longer able to live the lifestyle that you're accustomed to. You don't deserve that person, amen, praise God, during that time. That's the time that you really show your commitment, your love. I'm here for you, amen, praise God. I'm not so much interested in what you got, fine house, fine car. That's foolishness. All of that stuff gonna pass away. Amen, praise God. And you know, I used to tell my daughter, don't get involved in a relationship with another person because of what they got materially. Get to know that individual and find out if that's somebody, amen, praise God, that you can build a relationship with. Is that somebody, amen, praise God, that you see that, amen, praise God, in the longevity of time that you can still like that individual? Because if you don't like them now, you ain't going to like them 20 years from now. I guarantee you every marriage should not start off, amen, with love, but you should start off liking one another. If you couldn't stand them before you met them and you didn't like them after you met them, how in the world you think you're going to live with that person 20, 30, 40 years? It's not going to happen. A lot of our senior citizens, amen, they can tell you they, amen, that person they married, they were good friends. They continue to be good friends, amen, long after, amen, praise God, they stopped having an intimate relationship with one another. They still have that personal relationship, that heart-to-heart. Oh, you better hear me. Amen, praise God. I want to know if somebody loves me for me and not what I can do for them. I want to know that somebody's going to love me, amen, when I don't feel like pacifying them, when I don't feel like taking care of them. Are you still going to love me? Are you still going to want to be with me? Amen, praise God. See, these are some of the things that we need to think about when we get involved in relationships. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of parents have gotten frustrated because of what our children have done or are doing, and then we disown them like they're not our children no more. Let me tell you parents something. I don't care what your children do. Amen, praise God. They can commit the worst crime and atrocities. Amen, praise God. Listen, amen, they got to give accountable for what they do. But God gonna give us accountability for how we treat them. Amen. Praise God. Neither one of my children are perfect. I wasn't perfect. But the one thing I knew up until my parents' dying day was that I had their unconditional love. Even when I did things that I hurt or offended them or embarrassed them, I knew my parents loved me. Amen. Praise God. Or they may get mad with me. Amen. They may not talk to me for a while. But I'm seeing parents now that are completely turning their back on their children. Why? Because they're homosexuals? Why? Amen. Because they committed a crime? Why? Because they're in jail? Why? Because they're on drugs? Amen. Praise God. We let all of these things move us, amen, from the people that we're supposed to love and be in a lifetime commitment with. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So let me tell you, if you're a Christian believer, don't you let nobody, don't you let no pastor, no church folks, or nobody tell you that because your people, your son, your family, your daughter, your husband, amen, do something terrible, amen, they can even be in another relationship, commit adultery, amen, praise God. They can even, amen, have committed a crime, hallelujah, against somebody else or done something that is so horrible that it causes you shame, hallelujah, that you don't even want to look at other people. Don't you think that all of these people who have, amen, children that have committed acts of terrorism, amen, that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, amen. This is why we need to pray one for another, amen. You don't give up on them. You don't tell your child, amen, praise God, I don't know you, you're not welcome to my house. Listen, if the son or the daughter or the family member is doing something that you don't like, if they're being disrespectful, don't stop loving them. Don't stop praying for them, because God can change them even when we can't. Amen. And love covers a multitude of faults. That's what the Bible says. So I want to close out with leaving a couple of parables. The Bible talks about in Luke the 15th chapter, the parable of the lost sheep. And he told them this parable: what man, if you have 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents over the 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. As I said in prayer this morning, we got to remember that our mission is not to the saved, but to the lost. Amen. We can be so busy trying to save people, amen, outside of the home that we neglect to live, amen, and show any compassion or love for those in our very household. Amen. We become self-righteous. Oh, my God. Amen. Holier than thou. Amen. This is not something that God ordained. God loves the institution of marriage and family. And we need to, amen, praise God, take the time to find better ways, amen, to communicate with our family, giving them our support, letting them know I'm here for you. Amen, praise God. Just because you don't agree with their actions and their deeds and the things that they're doing, don't ever let them feel that you don't care about them, that you don't love them. I tell you what, amen, praise God, hallelujah, wherever my children are, regardless of what they do, wherever my grandchildren are, regardless of what they do, I'm going to love them till the day I die, because my blood runs in their veins. I may not be proud of everything they say. I may not like everything that they do, but the one thing I can do is I can pray and ask God to help them. Amen, praise God. And I always want them to know, amen, that no matter what they're going through, that grandma and mama loves them. Amen, praise God. Because, see, when somebody knows you love them, you can pull them out of hell and hot water. I think about when
when my son, amen, went to commit suicide right in front of his own family. And the one thing I kept speaking to him, son, you don't want to do this. Think about your children. Think about your daughter. Amen, praise God. And while he was fighting them spirits, because that's what depression, amen, and suicide are, the demonic spirits. And I could see it, amen. I could see, amen, my son wrestling with them spirits while I was talking to him, and I was reminding him how much he loved his children and how much they needed him. Hallelujah, praise God. And when he put that knife down, hallelujah, I started ministering to my son. Call that demonic spirit, you shut up and you be quiet. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my son. You got to have the boldness. Amen, praise God. The Bible says the violence take it by force. I'm not letting no devil from hell have my family. I'm not letting no devil from hell, amen, take my children away from me. I'm not saying that they may not get locked up, put up, amen, or have to serve time for something they did that is wrong. But I say this, amen, that they need to know, amen, you gonna pay. The Bible says, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. If you sow wickedness, wickedness is gonna come upon you. If you sow evil, evil gonna be returned back unto you. Amen, praise God. But this I tell you, amen, praise God, when you sow love, love will come back to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to further, amen, give the story of the parable of the lost son. The Bible says in Luke 15, starting at verse number 11, there was a man, he had two sons. And the younger said to his father, give me the share of property that falls to me. And he divided his living between them. And not many days later, the younger son, he gathered all he had. He took his journey into a far country, and there, what did he do? He squandered everything the dad had worked for, all of dad's hard labor to give him an inheritance, amen, so he could have something, amen, was gone in a matter of days. Oh, I know this father was angry. He didn't work all his life to provide a comfortable living, amen, to give an inheritance to his son. And what does the son, younger son does? He goes out, amen, not squandering the money he made, but squandering, amen, and the Bible says riotous living. Oh, he partied hard. He had a good time. I'm reminded, amen, praise God, of how my son went to college on a scholarship, amen. He spent so much time partying, he lost the scholarship. Amen, praise God. Did I stop loving him? Nope. I told him, you're going to get a job and you're going to go back to school. Amen, praise God. You squandered it. So now, amen, praise God, you're going to have to work for what you took for granted. Listen, amen, praise God, a lot of times we too quick to give up, amen, and get angry because, amen, praise God, somebody in our family does something. Oh, they borrowed some money from you and they never paid you back, and you still mad about that $100 Uncle Joe borrowed from you. You still mad, amen, praise God, about that dress your sister, amen, messed up and it was your favorite dress. Baby, get over it. Amen, praise God. There's just times when we need to know that the relationship we're in is more important than the material thing. Amen. I learned a good lesson from my family when we used to have family picnics and family holidays. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. And all the family was invited, not just the good ones, but the ones that got drunk, the ones that liked to cuss, the ones that was flirtatious. Oh, I remember all my uncles and aunties. Amen. I know most of them by name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But yet they were still part of our family. Oh, I want you to hear me on today. Yet they were still, amen, part of our blood. We didn't cut them off simply because they cut up. Amen. They didn't know how to act around company. Amen. Praise God. They was embarrassing. No. Amen. We set up some rules. We let them know, amen, praise God, what we expected of them. But most importantly, we let them know that they were loved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you choose, amen, not to serve God, we're not going to separate ourselves from you simply because you don't go to church. Oh, you better hear me. We're not going to separate ourselves from you simply because, amen, you go to a different type of church and you don't believe. believe like we do. Listen, there's a whole lot of stuff that we as Christians, we need to stop, amen, and we need to ask, what would Jesus do? Amen, praise God, amen. Jesus had two men hanging on the cross, amen, next to him, amen, praise God, yet still he didn't get uppity and say, I'm the Son of God. No, amen. He told the one that believed on him, amen, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. God willingly, amen, praise God, forgave, hallelujah, him. How much more can we forgive those that have wronged us, those that have hurt us, those that have offended us? I want to close out with telling you, amen, praise God, we need to let people know for the rest of our lives, you can depend on me. Well, this is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you've been listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, Strengthening the Family. God bless you.